You're listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast, where we discuss current events, social issues, religious trends, and noteworthy news from a biblical perspective. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for tuning in to the newest episode of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Soker. This episode is being released on April 14th, 2022. This week, we're going to be talking about social media. Like it or not, this is something that is not going away. So it's important that we understand it enough to use it for good and try to keep from being negatively impacted by it. In this episode, we're going to be considering some social media statistics, and these may or may not be a surprise to you. We'll find out as we go through this episode. For links to the story we're talking about, as well as related materials, check out the show notes for this episode at plainbibleteaching.com/podcast/04-14-22. Now for our story this week. Five social media stats pastors should know from Lifeway Research. Hootsuite is one of the largest and most popular social media management platforms in the world, and every year they conduct a study on social media use, usually released around the turn of the new year. In January, Hootsuite published their annual report, The Global State of Digital 2022. It's full of stats that are interesting for one reason or another, but here are five stats that may be of note to pastors and what they may mean for pastors and churches. This article was written by Chris Martin. I've been following his blog for some time now, called Terms of Service. And he always has good things to consider as in his posts and in his emails about social media and how it is affecting us. I recently posted a review of his book, also by the same title, Terms of Service, The Real Cost of Social Media. I'll link to that review and also the book in the show notes. But this article was found on the Lifeway Research website. And while the title is directed to, quote, pastors, this is something that may be of interest to all of us as Christians, as we are trying to navigate the world that we live in and also try to be an influence for good. So I want to talk about those five social media statistics that he pointed out and consider some things about each one of those. Number one, the average person spends about 2.5 hours a day on social media. If that seems like a lot, keep in mind that that is an average. That means that there are a lot of people who spend more than 2.5 hours a day on social media. There are a couple points that we can make from this. First, social media is going to have a huge influence on the average person. That was a lot of the focus of that article. Again, that was directed to pastors in churches, making the point that the people in your church are listening to social media more than they are listening to you. That's the first point. The second point is that there really is no excuse for someone who says that they are too busy to read their Bibles or do things like that if they're also spending 2 to 3 hours a day on social media. Again, not everyone is doing that. That's an average. Some people are spending less. Some people may not be spending any time at all on social media. But for people who are spending 1, 2, 3, or more hours a day on social media, there's no excuse for not reading your Bible and saying, well, I'm too busy to do that. After all, the Bible is also on your phone in all likelihood. Number two, the average number of social media platforms someone uses in a month is 7.5. This one was probably the most surprising statistic to me that he cited. If it was just that the average number of social media accounts that someone has was 7.5, I'd believe that. But these are social media accounts that people are using at least once a month. So this is not an account that you signed up for 3 years ago and you've never canceled it or never signed into it after that. These are ones that people are using at least once a month. One takeaway from this statistic could be that if we're trying to reach people with the gospel through social media, which may be a good use of our efforts there, we don't need to be on every platform. you will potentially reach a lot of the same people, even if you don't try to be everywhere. Number three, social media users are up over 10% in the last year. Social media keeps growing. It's not going to go away. Number four, three of the top four social media apps in the world are owned by Meta, which is what Facebook changed their name to. This is interesting, though I don't know that it's particularly applicable to what we're talking about here on this podcast. These three social media platforms are Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp. I do use Facebook. I'm trying to use it less than I used to, but I do use Facebook. I do post things on there on the Plain Bible Teaching Facebook page, which you can check that out and like that if you haven't done that already, if you're on Facebook. But I must be missing out on Instagram and WhatsApp because I don't have an account on either of those platforms. And if you're wondering what the other social media platform is in the top four, it's YouTube. Maybe not one we think about as being a social media platform, but technically it is, and that's the fourth one in the top four. I don't know what is one, two, three, and four, but those are the four top ones that are that people are using as far as social media sites. By the way, if you haven't subscribed to the Plain Bible Teaching YouTube channel, check that out. There are videos there that I'm posting, usually at least two videos a week, so you can check those out and subscribe to that if you haven't done that already. Number five, the fifth statistic that he mentioned was that only 43% of TikTok users are Generation Z. TikTok has a reputation for being for younger people, yet there are plenty of millennials and older who also use that platform. It's going back to the first point, the influence of social media, and here with TikTok. A lot of people have concerns about that platform, and some of that is valid. Some of that, maybe because we don't know a lot about the platform. But whatever concerns are there, whatever we think about that platform, keep in mind, the influence from it is not just going to be felt by those who are young, because only 43% of TikTok users are those who would fall in the category of Generation Z. There are a lot of people who are older than that, who are on that platform. So, what do we do with this information? Those are five statistics that Chris Martin pointed out in that article that I thought was interesting, and I wanted to share that here. But for the rest of our time here, I wanted to think about three points to take away from this that we can apply to what we're doing. That article that we've been talking about, and it's linked in the show notes, cited those statistics and applied them to pastors. I want to broaden that. I want to think about how this affects all of us, Christians and churches as a whole. And he did that a little bit in that article, but he was really focusing on pastors because of the blog that it was appearing on. But I want to notice three things. I want us to consider three things based on these statistics. Number one, make sure you're not spending too much time on social media. Those statistics show us what is common among people in our society. Yet as Christians, we remember that we are to be different. Paul said in Romans 12 and verse 2, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect." So whether social media is good, bad, or indifferent, keep in mind that our usage of it should not be, well, just whatever everyone in the world is doing, that's what we're going to do. Rather than mindlessly doing what everyone else is doing, we should mindfully evaluate our behavior and our habits to see if what we are doing is good and if what we are doing is wise. So, how much time do you spend on social media? That's a good question to think about and to consider and to really evaluate what you are doing and how you're using your time. I don't know that there's a certain time that if you exceed this, if you're on social media more than 30 minutes a day or an hour a day or 3 hours a day, whatever it is. I don't know that there's a time where if you're on social media up to that point, you're okay, but past that, you're not. This is not about setting a time. But what we need to do is evaluate how we are using our time. Be mindful of this. Paul said in Ephesians 5 and verse 16 that we are to make the most of our time because the days are evil. So people are spending a lot of time on social media. Are we doing the same thing? And regardless of how much time we're on there, are we using it wisely? That's something for each of us to think about. Number two, don't ignore social media. Now, I'm not saying that you need to have a social media account and that you need to be using your social media account. And so if you don't have one, you need to go sign up with Facebook or whatever and create an account and start using it. That's not what I'm saying. If you don't use social media at all, that's great. But don't pretend like other people aren't using it or stick your head in the sand, so to speak, thinking that it's just not out there. We need to be aware of how it is affecting people, especially how it is negatively affecting people. We also need to be aware of how people use social media as it relates to our efforts to reach people with the gospel. Because you can use social media to help reach people with the gospel. And the way we do that is not just with sharing articles and sermons and verses on social media. You can do that, and that's great. But I want us to think about something else here, especially when it comes to how people use social media. They are on social media on average 2.5 hours a day. What are they doing on there? A lot of times they're looking up information. That's what they use social media for. Facebook is not just social media, it's also a search engine for them. We are at the point now that if you or someone else in your congregation invites someone to a worship service or a Bible study or a gospel meeting at your local congregation, 9 times out of 10, or maybe even more than that, that person is going to look up the church online before deciding whether or not they're going to visit the congregation. And you may think, well, they shouldn't do that, or that shouldn't matter. Maybe it shouldn't matter. But reality, the way people use social media, that is what they do. So if they look up your church, the local congregation where you're a member, and you're inviting them to come to a Bible study or to a worship service or to a gospel meeting, if they look up your church online, what are they going to see? Would they see a representation of what the Lord's church is supposed to be and see in that something that is interesting and appealing to them? Or would they see nothing? Or would they see something that sends the wrong message? Maybe the most recent post on our church's Facebook page is 6 years old. And so they see that and they wonder, well, is the congregation even doing anything? Social media should not be the primary method of outreach for a local congregation. The primary method should be personal contact by members. But social media ought to be, and like it or not, is going to be a supplement to whatever efforts we're putting forth in that regard. So we need to be mindful of how our congregation, how our local church appears to those who are searching, because people are going to do that. Again, you invite someone to worship with you at the church where you are a member. Most of the time, before they say yes, they're going to look up that church to see what they can find on Facebook or wherever else. They're going to look up that church. We need to be mindful of that and what they're going to see when they do that. Number three, don't wait for social media to go away. In the series I did on social issues, one of the lessons was on social media, and there's a link to that in the show notes, to the whole study and also to just that article if you want to just look at that one. And I remember receiving a comment one time from someone who said that he liked all of the lessons in the series, but didn't care for that one. And it was not because he disagreed with anything that I taught or thought I said something wrong or anything like that. It was because simply he didn't like social media. And I understand if someone doesn't like social media, that's fine. I'm not going to try to convince anyone that they should like social media. As I said on the last point, I'm not saying that you ought to get a social media account and start using it if you're not already doing that. But we should not think that if we just wait it out, social media will eventually fade away and we can go back to the, quote, good old days. That's not going to happen. Unless there's some devastating EMP attack that completely wipes out our communications and electric grid, but that would bring in a whole new set of problems that we don't want to have that happen. So don't wait for that to happen. Realize that social media, like it or not, is here to stay. So we need to understand how to deal with it, how to use it, and how to guard against the negative ways it can impact us and others. You can read more about this topic by visiting the show notes and checking out the links that are there. There's the book that I mentioned by Chris Martin, that Terms of Service. I thought that was a good book. There's also a review that I posted recently on that. And another article that I didn't mention, but it's along these lines, that I wrote not too long ago. It's called The Ancient Paths in a Digital Age. It goes through some of these principles that we need to remember with this world that we live in. Like it or not, there's a lot more digital communication, and we need to understand how that applies to us as Christians as we are trying to follow the ancient paths, the way of God today. That's all for this week. Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I hope you found it to be interesting and informative and helpful. For links to the story that we talked about and the other links that were mentioned, visit the show notes for this episode at plainbibleteaching.com/podcast/04-1422. The Plain Bible Teaching Podcast is also available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify. If you use those platforms, please subscribe and rate the podcast there. If you know of others who would be interested in hearing this episode, please share this with them, and I would appreciate that. And if you see a news story or some topic that you think would make for a good discussion, please send that to me at andy@plainbibleteaching.com. Thanks again for listening, and I hope to talk to you again next week.
Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with others. Also, be sure to sign up for the Plain Bible Teaching Weekly Newsletter. This free newsletter will be delivered to your inbox each Friday with articles, podcasts, videos, sermon outlines, and more. Visit plainbibleteaching.com to subscribe today.